We welcome Matt Trainer to the phone this morning. He's a community organizer with CHUM. There have been a lot of local conversations, forums, events, conventions, opportunities for folks who work in the field and community members to weigh in on issues about poverty and about homelessness in our community. Last week, there were a whole bunch of sponsors for this event. Everybody from the NAACP and CHUMS and the Loaves and Fishes community, right on through IMPERG in Duluth and Vision Duluth. They all got together to hold an accountability session to talk to some candidates for the city council and the mayor and find out how they're doing on some of the things that they had committed to. And Matt joins us on the phone this morning to help to issue that report card. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
So one of the action steps that folks had said, all right, this is if you do this, this is a way that we'll be able to track progress on how this is going. Will you follow the lead of Minneapolis and commit to finding the full funding for one or more non-white equity coordinators committed to serving our city of Duluth? Who was at the accountability session? Who is being held accountable, in other words, and how did they do?
So we were fortunate to have all the city councilors that were newly elected in attendance, and Mayor Larson was there as well. In regards to the specific question on the racial equity coordinator, that was a question that was specific to Emily Larson.
And how did she commit to it?
Yeah, she committed to it at the original forum, and then during the accountability session, she made a recommitment to seek the full funding to have one, because a lot of the conversation had been around the human rights officer being able to do some of the work that a racial equity coordinator would do, but she did say that she views the two positions as different and hopes to find the funding, and we're looking at, you know, a year to, hopefully not 2 years, but it's potential to take a while to find that funding, but then to get the position within the city.
So it isn't anything that's going to happen right next door, you know, right in the next couple of weeks, but it's still on the table. Something else was to ask these folks if they will commit to amending the Duluth Human Rights Ordinance to include people experiencing homelessness and to make them a protected class of people. This is a group of folks that you work with, of course, a lot in your work. Can you just kind of remind folks why there is concern that people experiencing homelessness be given a protected status?
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it as well. The decision was made to actually go for a homeless bill of rights, which is just a little bit different than just incorporating it into the current human rights ordinance, because it would actually identify specific items that would pertain to a homeless bill of rights. So the right to rest, the right to be able to rest in a parked vehicle, and items like that. So we definitely feel that, and it's known that folks that are experiencing homelessness do end up getting treated differently. And this is one way to offer some protection so that can happen less frequently.
One of the final pieces of the accountability session said that within 90 days of assuming office, will you commit to developing policies and procedures to ensure that city staff from all departments, as well as members of public boards and commissions, more accurately reflect the community they serve, with a specific goal of increasing the number of people of color in these positions. How did the council members and the mayor stack up on that one?
Well, you know, they highlighted some of the work that they've been doing to specifically market the boards and commission positions that are open. But we definitely feel like the time is ripe to be able to actually go forward with this because of the support that the council has and that Mayor Larson has. But we also realize that it's not up to just them. We as community members need to also remind them that it's important that this gets done and then to also work with them. So they definitely recommitted to doing it. We feel like we could move things a little bit quicker, and once the human rights officer is hired, that should help move things faster. But we have done some events in the community in partnership with the city, but we still have a ways to go.
So the idea of an accountability session seems to be kind of a cool one. Everybody knows how easy it is to go to various meetings and events and say you're going to do something. Matt, you and I were laughing about it yesterday over the phone, just taking meeting minutes, you know, attending meetings at your own office and taking minutes and then finding the minutes, you know, a month or two later and wondering, did anybody follow up on this? So the accountability session seems like a great idea. Do you feel like it's got some potential to keep things moving in the right direction?
Yeah, I do. And we've done three local Solutions to Poverty candidate forums, but this is the first year we've decided to incorporate an accountability session. And we feel, you know, this will definitely be something that we continue doing as we move forward in future years and future candidate forums. And we definitely feel the community, it's another opportunity to bring everybody together to meet with the elected officials and to see how things are progressing, to make sure that the promises that they've made, they're following through on, and that we're also there to either offer assistance because they've got a lot on their plate. They can't necessarily understand everything that the community needs. So we just want to create some space for the community to give voice to some of the promises that they made.
Frequently, folks do want to follow through on those efforts, but as you mentioned, to have somebody say, hey, I know quite a bit about this, and I would be happy to help, you know, sit down, have a schmooze with you. What a great idea to keep us all working together and again, moving in a positive direction.
Right. And the biggest thing is making sure there's people at the table that are actually, you know, living a life that's really impacted by some of the promises that they've made. Things that happen behind closed doors might be well-intentioned, but they often miss the emphasis on why we need it.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great to talk with you as always.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Matt Trainer is a community organizer with CHUM, and he joined us this morning to talk about the Local Solutions to Poverty Accountability Session held last week.